Le damos la bienvenida a bordo del vuelo 1.
Good evening, passengers. This is your captain speaking. You are now cruising at 30,000 feet with jet lag layover radio.
Jetlag radio, layover radio. This is your captain, Beijing Junglist. And I'm here with the studio crew. Studio crew, make some noise!
Hey, hey.
We are providing your in-flight entertainment for the next hour. If this is your first time flying with jet lag, we are an international crew of DJs who throw rowdy warehouse parties in LA, bring you the finest in global bass music, and every last Wednesday of the month, we are here in the Dub Lab studio. Again, studio crew, make some more noise. Never talk over the drop.
Centered around talking to the friend within.
Back once again for the renegade master, default damager, power to the people. Back once again for the renegade master, default damage with the ill behavior. Back once again for the renegade master, default damager, power to the people. Back once again for the renegade master, default damage with the ill behavior. Back once again for the renegade master, default damager, power to the people. Back once again for the renegade master, default damage with the ill behavior. Back once again for the renegade master, default damager, power to the people. Back once again for the renegade master, default damage with the ill behavior. Back once again for the renegade master, default damage of power to the people. Back once again will the renegade master, default damage with the ill behavior. Back once again will the renegade master, default damage of power to the people. Back once again will the renegade master, default damage with the ill behavior. Back
Ghost. Let's go.
What to do? What's good, my jet lag family? Junja here, and for our wax of the week, I've selected a cut from one of my all-time favorite labels, Bandulu Records. Can't look away from label heads Khan and Neek, released back in 2015. And I tell you, I won't be able to look away when this duo bring the grimy vibes to Doomtown Las Vegas in less than 2 weeks. Shout out to B-Side family! I suggest the smokers pair this with some apple fritter for those sweet but crunchy sensations.
Yes, I got it. What the?
If I shall have a sound like the military leather burst rhythm, you never got hella,
isn't it?
You know my thing, bird boy.
Don't swim, but they're gonna get off the ranch right now. That's part of the plan. Original Dan, there's only one Mr. Sandman from Pope up them and late and some can't understand how to say pattern and slang. Wanna follow and be like that. Followers pay through, don't ever land. Let me burn down the pitch called Fireman Sam. You know my steed, burn down the rhythm, be a feed, and I send it for the very good weed. Smoke my tree, better they set the mind free. It's a must during times like these. Be a technique, night boot them and level lean. That's something that you're never gonna see. I stand up on a stage show at 3 o'clock, everything burned down by 5 past 3. Lightning, I saw me say the levels on a hype thing. The rebels, them are getting excited. I saw me like it, no compromising. The boy, them said they wanna stop man fighting. Rise up the levels on a hype thing. The rebels, them are getting excited. I saw me like it, no compromising. The boy, them said they wanna stop man. For my team, when they get active, I shall have us. Sound like the military lead a verse. With him, you never got hell of us. Yo, we just gonna be a man team when they get active, I shall have us. Sound like the military lead a verse. With him, you never got hell of us.
Yo, we love that. Pull up that. Pull up that. Run that again, road boy. Pull up that. Pull up that. Run that again, road boy.
Team when may get active, I shall have a sound like the military leather burst. Rhythm, you never got hella,
isn't it?
You know my team, good boy.
Yeah, and I ain't done yet. Every little burst, every proof, cough, cough. Table stop turning when everything says. And when I'm putting in work, when I ramp, when I bend. With a big mic check, microphone ready when I step, man, slap for your DJ set. We do it with intent, every verse has got to collect time when I run out of bars and fled. That's never been said, nah, goes ever slightly. Cover time and I fall, that's the way you expect. 16 be a neck like needle inject. Some wife and move when man, I'm accept any kind of event. That's money well spent. It's gonna be a mad thing, not to forget. Get it 100%, don't shoot to defense. Everything I get, but I do the rain, nah, left. Lightning, when we get active, I shall have us. Sound like the military, then I burst. With him, you know I got hell of us.
more girls to play. We need some more girls to play. We need some more girls to play. We need some more girls to play. There's too many men, too many men.
Stream this
get
one.
Up to get down.
Check out on Spotify, get that's my jam.
Get up to get down. my DJ is live in the place.
Shit for these fuck niggas.
See my butts and my lips, don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my waist, oh yeah. This the kind of beat that go ba-ta-ta. Ba-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive and flatten at them. It's your primitive and flatten at them. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work ya. It's your primitive and flatten at them. It's your primitive and flatten at them.
That shit for these fuck niggas. We'll be right back.
Thank you for that. Just that 30-minute mix from Just Jam. That was absolutely sick. Big up. Make some noise again, studio crew. So we're going to do a little interview with Just Jam, but he's just ran off. Where have you gone, mate? Here he is. Here he comes.
I thought I had time for the restroom.
He absolutely did not. He was like, mic drop. I'm done. I'm out. So Just Jam. Oh, let's get a little.
That's my jam.
So we'll get that. We'll get a little garage on in the background because that's like a garage tune. That's my jam, DJ. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey everyone. So my name is Jared Adam Morrison. So hence that's my jam. Originally from the UK in a place called Peterborough. And my dad is actually American. He was my biggest influence when it came to music. He was a DJ. He used to DJ like hip hop, R&B and stuff. He used to always invite me to his events and stuff. So I was just engulfed in music from the get-go. And then fast forward to 6 years ago when me and the missus decided to make the move and come over to LA. And we were going to raves and whatnot. And we appreciate the American music, but we just wanted to bring something from the UK here and show the Americans how to skank, how to have gun fingers.
That means something very different. Okay? skanking it out.
And how to two-step and just catch the vibe. So that's kind of what I'm hoping I'm here for.
Very nice, man. And you're half American, I believe.
I am, yeah. So as I was saying, my dad's American. So I had dual nationality, so that kind of made it a very easy transition.
Must be nice.
Must be nice to not have to deal with the visa bullshit. To be fair, my wife had to deal with all that, and I was just kind of there as a bystander while she got stressed out.
Very nice. Yeah. I know there's a lot of non-American artists who would love to be who'd love to have that way into the US rather than having to do all the visa stuff. So if there's anyone who wants to offer themselves up as a visa service for all the UK garage artists we're trying to bring over, anyone who wants to marry a UK garage DJ is probably a terrible idea. But
if you love a rave, it'll be backstage passes. So that's the incentive, ladies.
So well, you're obviously immersed in UK garage culture growing up, and now you're over in the US. See that obviously there's been a lot of garage artists coming over to America this year, and the garage shows that I've been at this year. I just got back from Crossed Festival, rocking the merch right now. There was so much garage being played at the festival, and you know, the LA underground warehouse scene, a lot of UK garage being played, from small events to all the way up to the biggest ones at the moment. So how have you sort of what's your experience of like the differences in UK garage culture, having come from the UK, and what you're seeing on this side?
I was like, first and foremost, I was actually like really gassed that there were so many people flying the UKG flag in LA. It was just like a crazy thing, because I know like New York has that kind of like little bit of culture in there and stuff, and I wasn't sure about LA. And then when I actually started to see, like the night that I actually met you, funnily enough, you invited me to the conductor night, and I was like, conductor in LA? Like, this is crazy. And so I went there. It was, again, a warehouse party, but I think that was you bringing that kind of stuff over here. So it's just nice, as I said, to see so many US artists producing garage music, and it's really authentic as well. And that's like the main thing when it comes to garage. Like, there's so many, there's crazy amounts of subgenres in garage, and like there's so many different styles and stuff. And it's just like, that's why I love the genre itself, because it's kind of like, it matches a mood. It's kind of one of those things where you can play a certain tune at a certain time and get the feeling that you want for music, and then that's what I just love about it. And then I'm enjoying the scene over here. It's kind of picking up and stuff, and I'm hoping that I can bring the UK garage culture over to the US scene.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. And what is there any particular US like nights or artists or anything that you've been feeling like, what's the best UK garage night you've been to in LA? Oh, that's going to seem of a question.
You can't see, but I'm currently pointing at Alex right now, the Beijing junglist himself.
Thank you very much. But, you know, recently there's been everything from, Into the Woods, bringing Interplanetary Criminal. Saw Interplanetary Criminal play twice in San Diego at the weekend, and it's just going off. And Night Bass brought Sammy Virgie.
Yeah, we went to that one. That was epic.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Oh, it was
what
epic.
Did you observe anything different that you were like, oh, okay, this wouldn't normally be the like, this is different to how a UK garage crowd would react to something in the UK?
Fans.
Fans, as in fans. Oh, fan clacking. The fan clacking. Yeah, that was going on in the club.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ouch. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so it kind of, the thing that frustrates me is that it kind of like it goes over the music. So I'm kind of like, oh, I've lost that kind of connection with the music so much when there's something going on like that, and I'm kind of like, oh, but UK garage like raves is just two steps, gun fingers. And
oh yeah, that's the other thing, is that
yeah,
right, yeah, we're not about that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But also the gun fingers thing is another thing they don't really have over here. There's the way I tell people, I sort of if someone asks me, oh, you know, I want to get into UK garage and I want to know, like, I can't really distinguish it from house music and like other kinds of music, like grime or whatever, how do you distinguish it? I'm like, if you see people doing okay, this doesn't work very well on the radio, but doing the gun fingers quietly, either like down by their side or like up there, that it's probably UK garage. Yeah. Or it could be drum and bass or something. It's something UK.
I still don't think gun fingers are drum and bass. I feel like gun fingers is jungle.
Oh, right. Jungle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, what's tell us about the single that you put out recently. Like, where did it come about?
It's essentially just been a long, 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 long road to get to this point. Like, I've been wanting to produce music from I think the age of probably like 11, and I just every time I tried to get involved in it just for some reason just wasn't happening and stuff. And so I feel like a lot of times like things are supposed to happen when they're supposed to happen, and I feel like I've developed my own sound at this point, so now I'm kind of just like putting that stuff out there. I'm wanting to make sure that I try as much as possible to branch into all of the different sub-genres. Like, I want to have those kind of more poppy garage songs. I want to then have like some sub-bass garage. I then want to have some like grimy garage. So that's kind of what I want to achieve. And I feel like the four songs that I've put out recently are kind of on that tip. And Get Up to Get Down is definitely my favorite project at the minute. Like, that's just, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's, could you tell us a little bit about the track and where people can hear it and how it came about, that song itself? Like,
It was a song that I had kind of half produced, and I kind of couldn't figure out the melody, and so it was something that was kind of on the back burner, and then I kind of thought of the melody, and that was kind of the main thing for that song. I was like, this song just needs to have a real catchy melody that everyone can just kind of vibe to, and that's kind of how I got about to that song. And then it's on Spotify, you can stream it on there. That's My Jam. Make sure you put periods in between the jam. That's a very strange thing from Spotify.
Or for our UK listeners, full stops. Punctuation. Let's talk about punctuation as a culture difference. Thank you very much. That's My Jam for coming in and blessing us with a mix. And now, regular listeners of the Jetlag Layover Radio show will know that we do a little thing that we like to call the Bermuda Triangle tune, where we ask our guests to pick a tune that they would love to play in a crowded warehouse party, but they know it would absolutely ruin the vibe and clear everyone from the dance floor. We don't really have to worry about that on the radio. So, That's My Jam. Please bless us with your Bermuda Triangle tune. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it first? Do you want to cue it up?
No.
Yeah, that's good. Earlier, I was like, tell me what it actually. No, I want to be surprised though. Oh, you're on the wrong. This is the track. This is always a surprise. We never know. All right, I'm not allowed to see. I'm not allowed to see it. So, here we go. We've had some funny ones in here before. Let's see what. Okay, this is That's My Jam. Bermuda Triangle tune. Let's go.
What's this? Boopy dee scoop, scoop dee dee whoop, whoop dee scoop dee poop, poop dee scoop dee, scoop dee whoop, whoopy dee scoop whoop poop, poop dee dee whoop scoop, poop, poop, Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee dee scoop. Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
I think we can all agree that is an absolute classic. Let's, everyone in the studio, let's have some noise for That's My Jam, DJ. Hey! Big up. And for the last few minutes, we're going to close it out with a little bit of a little vinyl mix on, a little UK garage vinyl mix from myself, Beijing Junglist. To all the listeners out there, big up. Everyone joining Instagram Live, big up you too. This has been Jetlag Layover Radio, and we will see you in a month's time. Thank you very much.
Black belt like Ryu, I'm the original like Bruce Lee. you're just an imitation like Phelon. I got merch to prove all day long. One by one, when it's day gone, show me the money, yeah, pay me.